welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, delivering shows from radio's golden age. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. There's Westerns in this hour. Later on, Gunsmoke from 1956. But first, a broadcast of Dr. Six Gun. First heard on NBC on September 23rd, 1954.
Across the rugged Indian territory rides a tall young man on a mission of mercy, his medical bag strapped on one hip, his six-shooter on the other. This is Dr. Six Gun. The exciting transcribed adventure series, Dr. Six Gun. Gray Matson, M.D., was the gun-toting frontier doctor who roamed the length and breadth of the old Indian territory. Friend and physician to white man and Indian alike, the symbol of justice and mercy in the lawless West of the 1870s, this legendary figure was known to all as Dr. Six Gun.
Dr. Six Gun was my friend. Me? Oh, I am called Pablo. Well, it is as good a name as any for a gypsy. I am a peddler, and I have many things in my pack. There is not much of which I am proud, but there is one thing. I can call Dr. Six Gun my friend.
Huh? Me too.
This black raven is also my friend. Eh, Midnight?
Six gun.
Midnight has six guns on the brain. Well, that is not so strange. After an experience we had back in the summer of 1871, it was in the town of Frenchman's Ford. A hot, threatening afternoon. The kind of day when you feel as if God is punishing the whole human race for its folly. And it was here our story begins.
Bartender?
Yeah, gents, what's your pleasure?
I'm looking for a guy. Ben Steele. You know him?
Hi, Mike.
Where can I find him?
Depends on where you look.
Maybe you don't know who you're talking to. This here is Rango Kane, and he ain't fond of jokes.
All right, Slid, I'll handle this.
Give me that one.
Now, listen, bartender. I want to find Steele, and I want to find him in a hurry. Now, where do I start looking?
You can stop looking, Rango.
Hello, Ben.
Howdy.
Bartender, bring me a bottle. Three glasses. Well, what are you waiting for?
Ben?
It's all right, Harry. I'll drink with him.
Well, that's right friendly of you, Ben.
You come here looking for a fight, Rango?
I might be. Are you looking to duck one?
I never ducked a fight I had to make.
So I hear. I was counting on that.
Your bottle.
That don't say we can't have a drink first. A last drink. For somebody.
Open your door, hurry!
Pablo, what's wrong?
I ran from the cafe.
Now get your breath. What is it?
Two men going to fight.
Who?
Rango Kane.
Is that killer in town?
Just arrived. Come in with another one, a man with eyes like slits.
Who's he fixing to fight?
Ben Steele.
Ben? Why, Ben gave up gunfighting years ago. He's a family man.
Doc, he is going to fight.
I'll get my medical bag.
Quiet, Midnight.
Quiet, Midnight.
Silly bird.
Midnight's excited.
As he always knows when something terrible is about to happen. He's a strange old raven.
Gloom and doom.
Come on, Pablo. I've got a feeling Midnight may be right this time. Pour the drinks, bartender.
Now, look, gents.
Pour.
Uh,
Here's to your death, Ben.
I hadn't planned on it, Rango.
No. I had.
Look, boys, if you're going to fight, please...
Harry, pour another. Long time, Ben. 10 years. Long time.
You haven't changed?
Oh, not much. You know my friend, Slit Benson?
I can skip the pleasure.
Now, this is Ben Steele, Slit. You may know him as Blue Steel, the fastest gun in the Southwest. Faster than Willie the Wisp.
I heard.
He's respectable now. Got a kid, I hear.
That's right, Rango.
Respectable Ben Steele. What did you do with your guns, Ben? You ought to see his gun, Slit. Mother of pearl and silver with 15 notches in them.
They're hanging over my fireplace.
Well, you don't see. I bet your kid is real proud of his pa, huh?
Jimmy don't know anything about that part of me, Rango. Thinks those guns belong to his uncle.
Ain't you afraid he'll find out?
Nobody in Frenchman's Ford would tell him.
Maybe I'll tell him.
I don't think even you could be that low.
What ever made you give up gunfighting, Ben?
Well, I met a fellow who could outshoot me, Rango.
You don't expect me to believe that.
It's true.
How come you ain't dead?
This fellow saved my life.
Now, who would that be?
His name is Gray Matson. Maybe you know his nickname. Doc Six Gun?
I heard about him. Some sawbones who packs a six-shooter.
Yeah, that's him. I made a mistake of drawing on him one day. He put one through my shoulder before I fanned the hammer back. Took me home, pulled me through. Talked to me. Made me see what a crazy life I was leading.
Well, that's real touching. Only one thing.
What's that?
Don't work. Once a gunfighter, always a gunfighter. You know that, don't you, Ben?
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon I do.
You see, Slit, once you're a gunfighter, you can't quit. You know why? Because every man you kill has got a friend. Or brother. Right?
That's right, Rango.
So sooner or later, he comes looking for you. Like I come looking for Ben Steele.
Rango, I didn't want to fight your kid, brother.
All I know is you fought him and killed him.
That was 10 years ago.
I've been looking for you for 10 years.
What are your plans, Rango?
Do you know, Ben?
I don't have a gun.
Slit. Give me your guns.
Okay.
You take my guns, Ben. Just so neither of us is using familiar guns. Here. Fair and square.
Now listen, man, if you got a fight, go someplace
else. Shut up, Harry. There you are, Ben. All you gotta do is buckle him on.
Ben, I'll get the sheriff if you
want. It's no use, Harry. Sooner or later, I gotta face him.
You don't have to fight, Ben. You don't have to.
Ben knows better, eh, Ben?
I reckon so.
Put him on.
All right, Rango. Anytime you're ready.
All right, guts, everybody!
All right, Ben. Go!
There he is, Doc. On the floor.
Hand me the stethoscope, Pablo.
Why,
he's barely alive. Take him to my office. I'll have to probe for the bullet.
All right, man. Left to me. So you take him to Doc Six Gun.
Easy, now. Lift him. Very, take it easy with him.
Very careful.
Harry, what happened to Rango after he shot Ben?
Him and that evil-looking sidekick of his took right off, rode out of here like the wind.
Did Ben hit him?
Doc, that was the strangest thing. Ben Steele never even got them guns clear of the holsters. It was like he didn't even try.
His family know yet?
Only family Ben's got is that boy of his.
Yeah. Well, you'd best tell the boy to come to my office.
I'll send for him. Oh, Doc.
Yeah?
What are Ben's chances?
Harry, you wouldn't want the kind of odds the Lord's given Ben Steele.
Where is he? Where's my pa?
Hush, boy. The doctor is taking care of him inside.
Did they get the man that jumped him?
Your pa wasn't jumped, Timmy. He was hit in a gunfight, fair and square.
I don't believe it. Pa wouldn't fight. He was afraid.
Why, your pa was...
Excuse me?
My pa was what?
A right peaceable man, Jimmy. There always was.
Too peaceable. Maybe if he had a little fight in him. But he always preached against it.
Well, now, there's a lot to be said for that.
If Pa dies, I'll get the man that killed him if it's the last thing I do.
My boy, that is no way to talk.
That's what Pa always said. And look what happened to him. He never heard a flea.
Jimmy, once you have taken another's life, your own life is forfeit.
Doc! Doc!
Hello, Jimmy. Wait out here. Pablo, Harry, come inside.
Tell me!
I'll tell you in a minute, Jimmy. Right now, I need these men to help me. Well, Doc, tell the boys to make arrangements for a funeral, Harry. Tell them Ben Steele is dead.
You gonna tell the kid?
Don't say anything to him. Just ask him to step in here when you go.
Okay, Doc.
Jimmy! Jimmy! Doc, the kid's gone. He must have heard us talk.
He said he would get revenge.
We've got to find him. Pablo, try his father's house. Hurry.
I go. Come with me.
Doom and doom.
Did you find the boy, Pablo?
No, but he had been there. We found this note.
Let me see. I have taken the silver guns. I'm going to find Rango Kane and kill him.
Beginning of another gunfighter, eh, friend?
Or the end of another boy, Pablo. Oh,
what will be done?
I'm going after him.
You?
Yeah. In a way, it's my fault that he's doing this.
Your fault?
I'll tell you why later. I got to get going.
River, Rango. Do we turn south?
Why don't you wake up, Slid? Rango Kane's not leaving this territory now or ever. Come on. We'll cross the river here.
Up there, boy. Come on. They're up ahead there somewhere.
Oh, I hope. Across the river here. Come on, Sage, we're crossing too.
We'll camp here.
We ought to keep going, Rango.
I'll say what we ought to do, Slit.
Okay. You top gun, I reckon.
I am now, Slit. Everybody knows that Ben Steele was top gun in the territory. Now that I licked him, Rango Kane is top gun.
Yeah. I guess you feel pretty good, huh, Rango?
I feel pretty good, Slit. Lots of advantages comes with being top gun.
Such as?
Well, door's open. Double crosses, think twice. Folks want to give you money. Do you favors. And your enemies don't try nothing.
Yeah. Or like being king, huh, Rango?
That's right, Slit. Rango is king. And don't you forget it.
Me? Being prime minister is enough for Slit. Yes, sir. Only I think we should keep moving.
And I said I'd do the thinking.
Suppose they send a posse.
Why? It was a fair and square gunfight.
Was it?
What do you mean, Slit?
I mean if it is fair and square. How come you put tar inside your holsters to keep the guns from sliding out easy?
You're crazy.
I seen it when I took your guns off in his body.
You seen it, huh?
That's right, Ringo.
Well, you better just forget it. Understand?
Sure, Ringo. It's already forgotten.
That's good. That's healthy.
Only one thing.
Yeah, what's that?
Kind of makes you not Top Gun, don't it? Not really, I mean.
Not as long as you know, I reckon. What is it?
Listen there.
What?
There's a horse.
What?
Horse headed this way.
Toss your blanket over that fire.
Yeah. Now, Ringo, this is a blind canyon we're in. Nobody'd head this way unless he's following us.
Shut up and keep behind the rocks.
But he's coming closer. Ringo, look.
Kid. You're crazy. Every posse from here to Mexico would be after us. We'll take him and get his guns.
How?
You walk out with your hands up. I'll jump him from the rocks behind him.
Walk out there? You crazy, Ringo?
What's the matter? You afraid of a kid?
Behind them two guns, he's old as us.
I'll cover you. Just walk around so you get him with his back to me, understand?
Ringo!
Okay, but you cover me.
Don't worry.
Ringo!
Kid.
Who's that?
It's me, kid. Slit Benson.
Where's Ringo?
Why, he went on, kid.
Come out with your hands up.
Sure, kid. Now, don't shoot. You see, I ain't even wearing my gun.
Keep your hands up. Tell me where Ringo's hiding.
Well, I don't know, kid.
I'll count to five.
I told you, I don't know.
One.
Now, you're bluffing, kid.
Two.
Kid.
Three.
You better stop.
Four.
Jump him, Ringo!
I didn't mean to shoot him. I just...
Ringo, you double-crosser.
I killed a man. I didn't mean to kill him. Just to frighten him. Somebody's coming. Help!
What happened?
I killed this man.
You? What?
I didn't mean to kill him. I just wanted to frighten him so he'd tell me where Rango's hiding.
Let me look at him.
Is he?
Yeah. He's dead, Jimmy.
That means I'm a killer. I shot him in cold blood, Doc. An innocent man.
Jimmy, that often happens when somebody has murder in his heart.
It was Ringo I was after. When I heard you say Pa was dead...
I'm sorry you heard that, Jimmy.
What'll we do?
Well, we'll have to go back and tell the sheriff about this. Are those the guns you used?
Yes.
And I'll just take them and...
What's the matter?
You say you shot him with these guns?
Of course. Why?
Were they loaded when you took them from the house?
Yes, sir. Is something wrong?
These guns are loaded with dummy bullets, Jimmy.
But I heard the shot. And he's dead.
Take a look at the barrels of these guns, Jimmy. When a live bullet passes through a barrel, it cleans it like a whistle. These barrels are filled with rust.
But, Doc...
Jimmy, somebody else shot this man. Somebody who was in a position behind you.
Doc, it must be Ringo.
Quick, get behind these rocks.
All right. Stand still, both of you. Give your hands up, doctor.
They warned me you were a smart one.
Your little trick didn't work, Ringo. Killing your own sidekick and trying to hang it on the boy.
Maybe it didn't, and then again, maybe it did. Now, don't move.
Heard a lot about you and your six guns. All right, toss me them guns.
You're quite a fighter, Rengo, when you got the drop.
Shut up, Doc, and toss them guns pronto.
All right.
Now, the kid, yours.
You're a dirty killer.
Do as he says, Jimmy. Don't argue with the six-shooter.
All right.
That's better. Now, back against the rocks, both of you. So you want to be a gunfighter like your pa, huh, kid?
My pa was no gunfighter.
No? Ever hear of Blue Steel?
My pa's name was Ben.
That's right. When he killed 15 men, they used to know him as Blue Steel.
He's lying, ain't he, Doc?
No, Jimmy. He's telling the truth.
You mean Pa was a gunfighter?
For many years.
He never told me.
He was ashamed of it, Jimmy.
Then those silver guns.
Yeah, they belong to your Pa. He took an oath never to touch them again.
So he wasn't a coward after all.
Your Pa? No. No, he wasn't a coward, Jimmy.
Takes a brave man to fight 15 killers.
It takes a braver man to refuse to fight sometimes, Rengo.
You don't catch Rengo Kane backing out of any fight.
No? I heard otherwise.
From who? Nobody who's still alive.
Maybe, maybe not.
I'm Top Gun, Doc. Top Gun.
There's one fella who thinks you aren't.
Name him. Name him and I'll search him out.
His name is Gray Matson. They call him Dr. Six Gun.
You trying to bluff me, Doc?
Just calling you, Rengo. I say I'm a better gun than you.
Don't make me laugh.
Why not try it?
I ain't got time, Doc.
You see, Jimmy, they're all yellow underneath.
Don't excite me, Doc. I got a nervous finger.
Well, even the boy here has more guts than you, Rengo.
You want to fight, huh, Doc?
I said I could outdraw you.
All right. Just to show you I ain't scared of Doc Six Gun or any other living man, I'm going to give you my guns. Same ones I give Ben Steele a fight with. And I'll use Slit's irons. He won't be needing them no more.
All right, Rengo. Maybe you aren't such a coward after all.
Here. Buckle him on.
Help me on with him, Jimmy.
Doc, he'll kill you the way he did my pa.
He'll kill us both if I don't do something, Jimmy.
I'm scared, Doc.
Look, when we start to fight, you run for it. Wait till we're ready to go for our guns. I'll not.
Okay, Doc.
You ready?
I'm ready, Rengo.
Stand and draw, turn about.
Any way you say.
Turn about. Six steps, turn and draw.
All right.
You count, kid. Ready? Start.
But, Doc...
Go ahead, Jimmy.
One... Two, three, four, five.
Don't move.
Who's that? That voice.
Drop your guns, Rengo.
Came from the rocks.
Drop them or die.
It can't be. No.
Drop the guns.
Okay, don't shoot.
Now step back.
Step back.
Who are you? Come down and let me see you.
Sure, Rengo. I'll come down.
No. No, it ain't you. You're dead. You're dead, Ben.
Don't believe everything that you hear or see, Rengo.
But,
Pa. Pa, is it really you?
It's really me, son.
You're not dead?
No, I ain't dead. He's got a bullet crease in the scalp.
But Doc
said... Well, we'll explain that later. You all right, Doc?
I'm fine, Ben. You interrupted the fight.
Wasn't any fight, Doc. It was a frame-up.
What do you mean?
Them are the same guns he gave me to fight him with. Try to get him out of the holster. Go ahead.
All right. But they're stuck.
That's right. This gallant hero, Rengo Kane, don't fight. Thought he offers his own guns to the other man.
I didn't know they were stuck, Ben. Honest.
Didn't you, Rengo?
Honest.
Okay, I believe you, Rengo. In fact, I believe you so much, I'm going to give you another chance.
What?
Pa, don't.
Don't you worry, sir. Okay, Rengo. This time I got a pair of guns that don't stick. And you got Slit's old guns. The same ones that you used on me before. Pick them up. Pick them up, I said.
Okay.
I put them on.
Doc, don't let him kill my pa.
Steady, Jim. It's your pa's fight now.
They're on.
All right, Rengo. Flat-footed draw. Go when I say draw.
I ain't afraid of you, Ben.
I'm glad to hear it, Rengo, because I ain't afraid of you either. Ready?
I'm ready.
One. Two. Three.
Wait!
What's wrong?
Here, take the guns. I ain't fighting. I ain't fighting.
That's what I thought, Rango. All right, take his guns, Jimmy.
Yes, Pa.
All right, now, Rango. We're taking you in for the murder of your partner, Slit Benson. Move.
You're always imitating. Why don't you say something original?
Huh?
Oh, Jimmy. Here, Jimmy, have another piece of cake.
Well, I think Jimmy's had enough celebrating already, Pablo. We got to be going now.
Oh, yeah.
Doc, I can't tell you what it meant to both me and the boy to know you.
Well, that works both ways, Ben. I hope you two will be happy in the East. It's a long way to New York.
Well, I figure back there, nobody's going to know me as a gunfighter.
Doc, how come you said Pa was dead?
Well, Jimmy, when I examined your paw in the cafe, I could see it was just a scalp wound, but he winked at me, so I played along. When I got him to my office, he said this would be a good chance to make folks think he really was dead, so he could start life all over again.
But why?
Well, I tried to tell you, Jimmy. Once a man is a gunfighter like your Pa, there is always somebody who comes to challenge him. He can never rest. He can never really put away the guns. Your Pa tried for years, but always some killer would ride into town to look him up.
We figured if we staged a fake death certificate and funeral, they'd leave him alone. We were going to tell you, Jimmy, but you overheard us and ran away before we could let you in on it.
Well, perhaps it has taught the boy a lesson. Jimmy, do you still want to be a gunfighter?
No, Pablo, not anymore.
Well, let's be going, son. So long, Pablo. So long, Doc.
So long,
you too, Midnight. Yes, sir. As long as I live, I'll never forget the name of Doc Six Gun.
You have been listening to Dr. Six Gun. Doc Six Gun is played by Carl Weber and Pablo by William Griffiths. Today's script was written by George Lefferts. Heard in the cast were Joe DeSantis as Ringo, Wendell Holmes as Ben, David Pfeffer as Jimmy, Scott Tennyson as Slit, and William Keane as the bartender.
Dr. Six Gun, untuned to yesterday from the 23rd of September 1954 on NBC. This is an hour of Westerns untuned to yesterday. I'm your host, Mark LeVonier. Now time for Gunsmoke with a broadcast called Doc's Revenge, written by John Dunkel, a writer who often contributed to the series. And only 6 months later, almost to the day, the same story would be adapted on the television version of the show. This episode first aired on CBS on January 8th, 1956.
Gunsmoke. Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Chester?
You going out on sick call?
I don't usually carry my bag when I'm going for a beer. Why, did you want something?
Oh, no. I just thought I'd stop by.
Well, you can walk with me at the stable if you want to. I'm going out to Jake Morrison's. His boy has the ague.
Oh, now, ain't that a shame? Seems like everybody's getting the ague these days. Had a touch myself last week.
Oh, that's so?
You know, most folks swears by Osgood's Caligog. But I found me some new stuff.
Ooh.
Professor Curtis's original Mameluke liniment.
Mameluke?
Look, it says right here on the bottle what it's good for. Guaranteed to cure cramps, pains in the joints, sore throat, frosted feet, rheumatism, lumbago, old sores, bites of insects and reptiles, manes, salt, rheum, dysentery, diarrhea, and cholera.
Well, a regular medical arsenal all in one bottle. And it's doing you good, is it?
Well, of course, Doc.
Well, then how come you're still walking around like a buffalo with ringbone?
Well, maybe I still got just...
Oh, so you come to me for some free advice now, didn't you? Well, I'll just give you some free advice. Chester, stop eating all that salt pork and dried beans.
What?
And put some fresh greens in your stomach.
Why?
And stay away from the saloons for a few days.
Oh, now, Doc, a little whiskey and sugar never...
Oh, a little whiskey. And most important, take all those patent medicines you got and use them for cleaning your boots.
Oh,
they're just the thing to kind of toughen up the leather. And as far as I'm concerned now, Chester, you could...
What's the matter, Doc? Doc, what is it? Something about that fellow that just rode by?
Yes, Chester.
Well, you were staring like you seen a ghost.
You go ahead, Chester. I'm going back to the office.
The office? What for?
To get my gun.
Your gun? Why?
I'm going to kill that man.
Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, what's the trouble, Chester?
You better come on out the plaza. Maybe you can stop him.
I'll stop who?
Doc, he's going to kill a man.
Doc,
yes, sir. He's gone and got his old army walker and strapped it to his belt, and he's marching up Front Street looking for the fellow, whoever he is.
All right, let's go.
I tried my best to stop him, but he wouldn't listen. Oh, you should have saw his face, Mr. Dillon. He means business. I never seen Doc like this.
Who was the fellow, Chester?
I never seen him before.
Well, you know what it's all about?
No, sir, but I do know one thing. I'd hate to have to face that old walker pistol, even if 'tis an old cap and ball. Why, it'd blow a hole clean through a buffalo.
Oh, wait a minute. It's Kitty at the door of the Long Branch.
She's waving. He must be down there.
Yeah, come on.
Matt, it's Doc.
Is he in there, Kitty?
Yeah, and he's got a gun. He's threatening some man.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Kitty.
And if you won't come outside, I'll kill you where you stand.
I told you I'm not going to fight you.
That's up to you. But I'm going to kill you whether you defend yourself or not.
Doc. That's enough.
Matt, you stay out of this.
Happens to be my business, Doc, when a man threatens another man in this town. When the other man doesn't want to fight, won't defend himself, it could turn out to be murder.
You think I don't know that?
You must want to kill him pretty bad.
I've wanted to for a lot of years.
Why?
I've got good reasons, Matt.
But you won't tell me, huh?
No.
All right, what about you?
I could say I don't know, that I'm just a stranger passing through town. But I know.
There's no good reason for murder.
I guess he thinks there is.
Do you?
Not many men would say yes to that, now would they, Marshal?
But you won't defend yourself, huh?
I won't draw with him, no. If he's going to shoot me, he'll have to take the consequences. I'm not a fighting man, Marshal. I'm a miner. Me and my partner here, we're just traveling through Dodge. We don't want any trouble.
That's right, Marshal. We made our strike out in Arizona territory, and we're headed back for St. Louis. Oh, we was just minding our own business, having a quiet drink when this fella comes along.
What's your name?
Clem Maddow. This is Ben Bartlett, my partner.
We don't want no trouble.
You won't have any. Go on back to your drinks.
I'm going
to
kill him one way or the other, Matt. And you can't stop me.
Look, Doc, you're taking an awful lot for granted. Maybe you think I won't throw you in jail for threatening murder. Maybe you think because you're the town's only doctor that you can get away
with... Matt, listen.
No, you listen to me. You're forgetting a lot you ought to remember, Doc. For instance, your position in this town. You ought to be setting an example instead of acting like an ordinary gun hand. And more important, your responsibility. Another man's life may be his own risk, but yours belongs to this whole town. And a good many lives depend on you. So you calm down and you put that gun away.
Hey, you sure told the old fool off.
You shut up! Maddow, I don't know anything about you. Maybe you're what you say, but if Doc doesn't like you, that's good enough for me. So you get out of Dodge while you got a whole skin. And you stay out.
Why should we? We got a right...
And you take your partner with you, Maddow, because I don't like him.
Sure, Marshal. We was going on tomorrow anyways. Right on tonight, as soon as we stock up on some grub.
All right. Where did Doc go, Chester?
Well, up the street, probably back to the office, like you said to
me. Matt, look on his face when he went out.
Yeah, I know, Kitty. Well, I'm going up there.
Matt, you had to do it.
Yeah. I'll see you later, Kitty.
Yeah, sure.
Mr. Dillon, that Maddow, he didn't seem like such a bad fellow.
No, he didn't, Chester.
I'd sooner believe bad of that partner of his, that Bartlett. That one seemed like he could be a hard case, all right, without half trying. But Maddow wouldn't even defend himself.
No. But I don't think that was because he was afraid to.
No, that's true. Seemed more like he just didn't want to fight Doc. Didn't seem mad at all like Doc. More like he was sad.
Maybe a man with a guilty conscience, Chester.
Well, I guess so, Mr. Dillon.
You better go on over to the office, Chester, huh? I want to go up alone.
Yes, sir.
Doc. Now I wonder where he could have gone. Chester.
Well, he didn't show up at Delmonico's for his supper, and it's way past his usual time. I've been watching the office, and his light ain't come on. Of course, he could be sitting up there in the dark.
I just tried again. He's not there.
Mr. Dillon, you don't reckon he might have just left town?
Run away? Because of what I said? Not Doc. He's too bullheaded for that. Most likely he's out there somewhere with that old pistol of his looking for Maddow.
I'm afraid you're right. Doggone it, I don't know what this town would do without Doc. He can be awful irritating at times and all, but... Hey, that was a shot.
Yeah, come on.
It's that Bartlett, Mr. Dillon.
It's Clem, Marshal. I think he's dead.
All right. Everybody stay back.
Give me that lantern, will you?
He was shot in the back, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah.
It looks mighty bad.
He said he'd kill him, and he's done it.
Did you say who did it, Bartlett?
No. We was loading horses, and I just turned to go back into the store for another load, and I heard the shot.
Anybody else around to see it?
Why, no, but after all, Marshal, can't be much doubt who did it, can there? Everybody in town heard him threaten to kill Clem. Yeah, just because the man's a doctor doesn't give him any right to go around murdering people.
That's enough, Bartlett. The important thing right now is to try to save this man's life.
Where will we take him at, Mr. Dillon?
There's only one place, Chester.
Yes, sir.
Now, where have you been, Doc?
I was down by the stable, and I heard a shot.
It's matter. He's still alive, but he was shot in the back.
Oh, I see.
As if you didn't know.
Doc, I can understand you getting into a fair fight, but not shooting a man in the back.
Why, you just gonna let him walk away like that, Marshal?
Doc! He's gonna die if he doesn't get attention right away, and you're the only doctor in town. You gonna let him die?
Where do you think I was going, Matt? Bring him up to the office. I'll have everything ready.
Through, Doc.
I don't know. I've done all I can.
Yeah, good.
You really didn't have to stand here and watch, man.
Yeah, I know I didn't, Doc. That's not why I stayed. I thought maybe I could help. And I wanted this.
The bullet?
Yeah, that's right. You see, Doc, I knew you didn't shoot Matto, but I had to be able to prove it.
How did you know?
Because Matto was shot in the back. I tried to tell you out there, Doc, only you didn't understand.
Oh.
But you did have me kind of worried when you started to walk away from him.
Why, it never occurred to me to walk away from him. I guess being a doctor is a lot more important than any personal grudge. Well, I reckon I'm under suspicion, aren't I?
Doc, look at this .45 bullet. Took it out of Matto's chest. Mm-hmm. Now, I couldn't have been shot from that old pistol of yours, could it?
No. I guess it couldn't. And... well, then who did it?
Well, that's not hard to figure. Oh, Bartlett, Chester, you can come in now.
How is he, Marshal?
I think he's going to be all right.
He ain't going to die? Say, that's mighty fine. Well, I was plenty scared with this man operating and all.
You needn't have worried. He's a doctor and a good one. You see, he didn't shoot your partner.
He didn't?
No, we have the proof for that.
Who did?
Now, there's only one other man in town who'd have had any reason to. A coward who saw a golden opportunity to double his takings of a mining strike by shooting his partner in the back. You just keep your hands away from your belt, Bartlett.
Well, I did. Want me to get his gun, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, Chester.
Well, you're crazy, Marshal. You can't prove this.
I think we can, Bartlett. Anyway, we'll just wait and see. All right, take him down and lock him up, Chester.
Yes, sir. Come on, you.
Doc, looks like Meadows gonna come too.
Yes, maybe. His color's better. You know, it's funny. I don't hate him anymore.
You mind telling me why you ever did?
It happened a long time ago. It had to do with a girl who they're both pretty fond of. She chose Mado, but he jilted her. She drowned herself. I swore I'd kill him. And I carried that hate in my heart all these years. That's not good for a man.
No, it's not, Doc.
Well, you brought me to my senses, Matt, in that saloon. Thank you.
Well, I looked all over for you afterwards.
Guess I was out of Jake Morrison's. I remembered I had to treat his boy for the ague, so I did.
Doc.
Oh, yes. Yes, Clint. Now, you just take it easy. That's right. You lie still. You're going to be all right.
Doc, I wanted to tell you I'm awful sorry for what happened. Maybe sorrier than you. I loved her. I would have come back if I could have.
Well, I guess I never even thought of that. Well, we've both been sorry too long. It's all over now.
Thanks, Doc.
Now you just go on to sleep. You get your rest there now. And the world will look a lot better to you tomorrow. That's it. That's it.
Well, good night, Doctor.
Good night, man.
Cowboys with 6 months' trail pay made the frontier a good place for a crooked gambler. Next week, one comes to town and gets cured of his bad habits the hard way. And that was the West. Good night.
Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The special music for Gunsmoke was composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Bill James. Featured in the cast were Vic Perrin and John Daner. Parley Bear is Chester, Howard McNair is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. Join us again next week for another specially transcribed story of the Western frontier when Matt Dillon, Chester Proudfoot, Doc, and Kitty, together with all the other hard-living citizens of Dodge, will be with you once more. It's America growing west in the 1870s. It's Gunsmoke. Thank you.
Gunsmoke, on Tuned to Yesterday from January 8, 1956 on CBS. Wrapping up this hour of Westerns on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great shows from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Livonier. Thanks for listening. Thank you.